from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There was a football game played for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not a lot to dive into. I don't really care about the semantics of a preseason game, but the obvious elephant in the room is the unfortunateness of the first play of the game. We see Mahomes hit Hollywood Brown. Nice pass. Guy rolls on top of him. Clavicle, cervical, whatever it was, breaks.
Ugh.
We see everybody's fake doctor go on the internet and say, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Man, I know what happened. The dude broke a bone in his collarbone area. He's going to be out probably 4 weeks. Likely could miss the first preseason game, according to Ian Rapoport. And then after that, we'll see what happens. But again, this is one of those classic day-by-days. I'm in fear that I'm with you on the script sometimes, that here's this devastating injury. Is Rashee Rice now going to get suspended and the Chiefs are going to be down the barrel of the opening season of the three-peat? I don't know. But again, there is cause of concern for the reason that Hollywood Brown is hurt, because he is your number one wide receiver, new addition, and should have been and could be a very valuable piece of this offense.
Well, and you think about what happened last year too, right? They didn't have Hollywood Brown last year. They still figured out a way to win a Super Bowl. This is the same injury that Tyreek Hill had, obviously on that same field in Jacksonville in 2019. And he was down for the first 4 weeks of the season. And I think everybody thought at that point in time, oh my God, it's devastating without Tyreek Hill. They did just fine and ended up winning the Super Bowl after that season. So like Hollywood Brown goes down, I'm like, yeah, they haven't played one game yet with Hollywood Brown. Obviously you don't like to see anybody go down, but I'm choosing to look at the positive, and that's Patrick Mahomes and what he's able to do, and they'll figure things out. And the good news is that it happened in preseason game number one, right? So if it's 4 to 6 weeks, we're talking about maybe misses two games at the beginning of the season. But again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to speculate. And anybody that's on the internet speculating about how long he's going to miss time, or people claiming that they're doctors and they know about these injuries, you don't. You didn't examine the gentleman, okay? So you don't know. You can make it up and say this is, you know, normal case scenario for something like that. But you can't get in there and tell me how long.
Everybody was a
doctor. I mean, maybe he heals faster than somebody, or maybe you know he heals slower. We just don't know, right? And so you don't know how hard he's going to work to get back, and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of factors that go into play. So anybody outside the organization that's diagnosing him or telling you this is when he's going to come back, they're full of crap, because they don't know what's going on with Hollywood Brown. No, so it does stink to lose him. But as I asked you guys in the pre-show meeting this morning, I'm like, what are we suspending Rashee Rice for again exactly? And you guys kind of went through all the stuff, you know, down in Dallas, and you're like, his court date's December something. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening this year. I don't think there's going to be a Rashee Rice suspension this year, if there's one at all.
I mean, you know, the
legal system obviously needs to play itself out. The NFL could suspend for embarrassing the league, but if you suspend a guy for speeding and walking away from an accident, like, I don't know that that's worthy, quite honestly, of suspension until the court takes control and you know, decides what's wrong with Rashee Rice. So I think the league is probably going to wait until they see what the courts decide to do before any sort of suspension is considered. And by that time, you're talking next year if there is a suspension, you know, for Rashee Rice. So I think they're going to get through it. I think they're going to be just fine without Hollywood Brown. And then you add Hollywood Brown into the mix in mid-September, maybe, and now all of a sudden, hey, we got another wide receiver. We got another weapon. And I think that's going to be the exciting part of that thing.
Yeah, that court date, December 9th, I think it's two civil lawsuits, one for the negligence and the reckless driving, the other for leaving that accident.
Yeah.
And to continue with the half-glass full thing with Hollywood Brown, Bob, I mean, he, other than Mecole Hardman, who we can talk about later making this roster or not, but other than him, he's the one, you know, veteran wide receiver. So
sure,
if you were to trust someone in that group to come on in week four, week five, and just kind of get things going, it would be Hollywood Brown. He's the vet. He's been in.
He knows what to do.
He knows what to do. He's been a part of a few offensive systems. He's played with a couple different quarterbacks. I trust him to be able to come in. But
we knew Hollywood Brown was injury prone, right? That was kind of the track record, you know, on this guy coming in. So maybe he, quote unquote, got the injury out of his system, if you will, you know, in the preseason. And I don't know what you guys thought about it. It looked like a normal tackle to me, right? Like, it didn't look like it was that big a deal, you know, to be tackled. But if you land wrong, and you were talking about like that bone, like that's kind of a thinner bone, right?
Yeah.
So probably,
because I'm also a doctor.
Yeah, right. But you just feel your clavicle, right? It's like it feels like it, you know, like it can snap at any moment.
A receiver, like you think about the, you know, the arms and like everything, like and getting hit.
Yeah,
it's like let that thing heal.
Yeah, just let it heal and get him back and get him healthy and they'll be fine without him.
The only thing that sucks seeing this injury is one, that was an offseason signing to kind of, you know, elevate your offense.
Sure, yeah.
Two, you look at the first two games of the season on the schedule and you're like,
you kind of need him. You'd like to have him. Yeah, you know, you'd like to have him, but it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up. It's an opportunity for Sky Moore to look at this as an opening, as an opportunity to say, you know what, I may actually make this team now because of this injury to Hollywood Brown. I don't want to be the guy that gets cut when Hollywood Brown comes back. So maybe he elevates his game and maybe he takes it to the next level. Now through three or four games, you're like, man, all right, Sky Moore's turned things around. He's a guy that we can rely on. And maybe they cut somebody else, you know, when Hollywood Brown, goes to back to the active roster. So I think there are some positives that you can look at and look at this as an opportunity for somebody else. And if somebody doesn't take advantage of this opportunity, well, then screw them.
Another buddy of mine, Mr. Connor, says it only takes 7 pounds of pressure to break the clavicle.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
We're all doctors, dude.
That's one thing. Like, I'm not going to diagnose that injury. I'm not there. I don't know what happened.
The other thing that shows you this is a theory that we've been talking about earlier in this season is that this is where you can bring out, you know, the different shades of offense from the past.
Sure, and that's
now
the other thing. Yeah,
now you're going into Baltimore and you're going back to the old drawing board of what was successful last year. Pacheco, Kelsey, Rice.
Right.
You got it. You know how to do it. And you still have Xavier Worthy who can be, maybe this gets Andy Reid to be like, let's let the young rookie kind of experience the league. We'll let him be Hollywood Brown. We'll see if he can handle it. If not, we'll go back to the simplicities of the offense.
And of course, with Carson Steele on the roster now, there's no stopping this offense,
right? Tell people my favorite Chiefs player.
Oh, is that your guy?
Yeah, because he's got a porn name.
Yeah, Carson Steele is really good. That's
Carson
Steele. Who was the other guy that I sent you the other day? I'm like, they got a guy named this on the team.
Bozeman.
Swayze Bozeman. Yeah,
Patrick's cousin.
Yeah, that's a name right there. Swayze Bozeman. I'm rooting for that guy.
When your name is Carson Steele, and you have a drip like that man had.
Oh God, yeah.
God, that guy can play the porn version of Thor. And I'd be okay with
it. He's gonna make the team as a fullback, you think, or is that Luis Rezuzama?
No, that guy's gonna be. That guy might be Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah,
let's pump the brakes though, because we're gonna talk about that on the other side as we get into overreaction, underreaction. We'll dive into more of this preseason game because I thought Luis Rezuzama was. Well, I thought he was as advertised. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Lankin. I'm glad to have you here on 610 Sports Radio on a Monday morning. Back in, did a quick little bit of research during the break. Also had some help from my buddy Robert. Carson Steele has a pet alligator, apparently.
And
cool. His name is Crocky J.
Uh-huh.
That's one. Steele signed a letter of intent to play college football at Ball State in February of 2021. Due to his long blonde hair, finesse, less than 10% body fat, and talents as a running back, he received nicknames at Ball State, including Thor, Fabio, and Man of Steel.
Yeah, I like those nicknames. All three that have been used for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bob gets called Thor because he's got a hammer on him.
That's right.
Just throwing that out there for
you. And Fabio because I'm gorgeous.
And he's been hit in the face with a bird on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Who was the third one that you said? Fabio Thor and
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel, yes.
Hence the last name. But I think that is the best part, guys, about preseason football, is that you go into it, zero expectations, and then somebody kind of like sticks out, right? And the one thing that stuck out to me, and Bob and I were going back and forth, and again, Bob and I love each other, but we can have constructive conversation or we can have aggressive conversations. The kickoff rule is absolutely ass.
I absolutely love it.
And here we are. I have no idea what's going on.
No one does. That's what the beauty of it.
I think this is part of...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Of the process of people starting to be like, all right, NFL, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because other rule changes, I totally understand. The hip tackle, right? Okay, we're going to tell us how we can't tackle anymore. Yeah, kind of, but look at how the injuries happened. Like, maybe try to avoid dragging someone down.
Good thing they didn't
hip
tackle Hollywood Brown. He would have gotten hurt.
And then we'd have had, you know, the hip actually takes 9 pounds.
Right.
And then not only that, but, like, there's zones. There's – and when they had the – what was it, the safety?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone at the house on Saturday was just going – I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And like somebody even asked me, there was a couple there and the guy's wife was like, so you do sports talk for a living, right? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay, can you explain to me the kickoff rule? And I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I got no damn clue what's going on with the kickoff rule.
Ma'am, I can't even explain a catch in the NFL, let alone this new kickoff rule. But the players need to know that, right? Like, you need to know that now the ball is not dead when it hits in the end zone unless you down it in the end zone. Like, you got to know that rule. That's on Dave Tobe. So you've got to make sure that, you know, these guys are knowing the rules and understanding the rules. And if it bounces out of the end zone, that ball is live. You can't bring it back into the end zone. Otherwise, it's a safety. I think with the new kickoff rule, it's like anything in life. It's new. It must be bad, right? Like, and that's the initial reaction that we had for everything. Like, I think people believe that the pitch clock was going to be bad for Major League Baseball, right? Before they really experienced the pitch clock in baseball and how much better the game has been because of the pitch clock. Or the ghost runner, the Manfred man that they put on second base in extra innings. I know some people have complained about that. I freaking love that ghost runner on second base to start extra innings. It speeds up the game. You all of a sudden have strategy that needs to be used in extra innings. Like, I really, really like it. We complained when each team got the ball in overtime, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the Buffalo Bills whined and cried. So it's like new rules come about and our initial reaction is, oh my God, this sucks, right? Let me give it some time. We've given it one preseason week in the Hall of Fame game to see if we like it. And there's a lot of confusion to it. But also, did you see the return Jacksonville had on their first opportunity? I mean,
they
took that thing like 80 yards, right? It adds, and what they're trying to do is add excitement back, you know, to the kickoff and whatnot. So I'm willing to let this thing play out and see where it is. And at the end of the season, if it's just a total disaster, the league will get rid of it like they did with challenging pass interference a couple of years ago, right? Because the refs were not about to review their own calls and change their calls. So they just got rid of that rule. It didn't work. But I'm willing to let this thing kind of play out and see where it is. Is it clunky right now? Yeah, it's not exactly the best right now. But I think as people start to understand it, Dusty, I think people will start to embrace it a little bit more. And you'll go, okay, this is what they're trying to do. Or maybe you won't. And maybe at the end of the year, we're all in unison going, this blows, get rid of this thing.
And see, my thing is that I understand why they moved the play after, or the point after attempt.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that. It was just getting to the point where it's like, let's excite the NFL.
How much of the CFL game did you watch last night on CBS Sports Network?
Zero.
None? You didn't watch any of the Eskimos taking on whoever they were playing yesterday? I was watching. Their extra point is back as well, you know, for the NFL standard, and like 33 yards for that as well. That made sense. It really did. Like, the extra point was just a gimme. I like the fact that there's a little strategy in the extra point now, too.
Yeah, you either kick it from what, like the 15-yard line, or you can go for two from the 2-yard line. So it's up to you. It kind of makes a pivotal game switch.
If we've got the steel guy, there's no reason to ever kick an extra point. Just run for two every single time with that guy.
Damn straight.
Yeah, dude. Let that guy go right up the middle. But like, you go back and I bring up a couple of the rules and I'll tally into the NFL as well. You bring up the ghost runner on second. Well, that's just to expedite games and extra innings, because how many times would you watch baseball and it would be like here we go in the top of the 15th inning.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing here?
They did it for that, but they also like discovered it during COVID when they were trying to end games fast because they didn't want people out there on the field. Like, that is a pretty good rule. I kind of like this rule. I think this is fun. I think it's great.
As kids, how many times you play backyard baseball?
Every time, ghost runner on third.
Right.
Yep.
Pitch clock makes sense. Pitchers and batters were like doing the Nomar Garcia Parra thing, and you saw that it went from a 3.5-hour game to a 2.5-hour game.
Right.
Vern's probably going, greatest rule ever invented in baseball.
Everybody in baseball loves the rule.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's very simplistic. You've got 20 seconds to throw the baseball,
right,
or whatever, 15 seconds, whatever it is. You know the time. They got to pitch it by then. You go to the NFL and you look at the rules that have changed over the past. Everybody in overtime gets a chance, right? If they don't score a touchdown, or if they do score a touchdown in the playoffs, the other team has a chance for rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they kick a field goal, they get a touchdown, game's over. Simplistic. This one is just like, you got to kick it in a zone. You can't be in the end zone, or it's a safety. Like, Mecole Hardman looked like me in a fifth grade math test when they flipped the paper over, and it's like, okay, I know I have to be here, and then all of a sudden the test gets here, and you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
So this, to me, is one of those like jumping the shark type of rules where we went from teeing a ball up, kicking it downfield, you either catch it and return it, or you don't. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, there's a zone. Here's the, imagine how confusing it is for us seeing the graphic on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how confusing it could be for the players not knowing what's going on from a rule that was so simplistic, where it was T-ball, kick-ball, catch-ball, return-ball.
Right.
Now it's like, well, we put it over here and it touches, it's dead. But this guy touched it, then you can start going after. It's like, no. Just get rid of it.
Here's the rule of thumb, I think, for this new kickoff rule.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the ball and run and see what happens, right?
Fair enough.
Don't do anything else. Don't try to play games. Don't try to overthink this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the ball up and go and see what you can do. And it's basically become an elongated running play
is what it has, right?
Yeah. It's become an elongated running play for the offense. And so we'll see. I mean, it's all about who coaches it the right way. Like, Tobe gets all these accolades for how great a special teams coach he is. So I'm expecting to see some interesting things out of the kickoff, because Dave Tobe has had all offseason to play around with it. And if the players don't know the rules and they don't know what's going on, that's on the coaches to make sure that they do know the rules. Like, this is one where you probably have to stay, after class and say, all right, does everybody truly understand the rules of what's going on here? And make sure everybody's educated, including the fans, because we don't like this rule right now for a lot of us. You don't know what's going on right now, but by week two, we'll all be experts at this rule, right? You do realize that by like week two, every football fan will be an expert on this new kickoff rule.
Mecole Hardman should already be an expert.
He absolutely should
be. And part of that, you're right, totally on Dave Tobe, but Mecole Hardman, you're trying to make this roster. You're a veteran. You need to know every rule. You're supposed to be our master returner. That's supposed to be, you know what? I'm coming in. I'm not going to be the best receiver on this team. I'm not going to be the fourth best receiver on this team. But you know what? I'm going to be our surefire returner every time. These past 3 years, the Chiefs haven't had one. That's going to be me. I'm going to step up. And it's just like, you should know these rules, McCole. I'm sorry. Maybe that's just me being curmudgeon preseason. Take a chill pill. But Hardman, I don't think he's making this roster.
No, I think he's making the roster. He's not making the roster because of that. He's a veteran wide receiver.
Well, you know who looks great returning? Nico Remigio.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I know everybody loves him, and you know, with the injury to Hollywood Brown, maybe there is a place for this guy on the roster, right? There's always a fan favorite every year. In training camp last year, it was the guy who they traded to Carolina, and now this year it's Nico Remigio that can potentially be that fan favorite. But, McCole Hardman's going to make the team because he's a veteran wide receiver. They went out and they signed him in the offseason. They brought him back in. He's part of the plan. And
looks like he's taking that attitude as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, because he messed up on a kickoff in preseason, we're losing our minds. Like, seriously, think about this. It was August 10th. I mean, and a guy, you know, screwed up a kickoff in preseason, and this guy's losing his mind. I can't wait for the regular season. Ticked. My God. How mad are you going to be if they lose a regular season game? And I was like, man, it's not a big deal. You're going to come in here like foaming at the mouth. Oh, my God, they lost a game. Well, we'll see you in the Super Bowl.
And to put Mac in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Throw away the key.
Know the rules.
Good Lord.
I'm not even mad at McCole Hardman because I'm not.
49ers didn't know the damn rules in the Super Bowl.
No, they did. They just didn't know how to call a coin toss, which that's on them. I'm not even mad at McCole Hardman because I don't know the rules, so I can't even honestly say if he knew the rules or if he knew he was doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I don't even think that's on McCole. I just think it's on the NFL implicating a kickoff rule that makes absolutely zero sense.
And I think you can sit in the classroom and get all the information that you need, and then when you got to take the test, like Dusty was talking, it's a completely different beast. You get out there, and they probably overloaded these guys, quite honestly, with information, and he's trying to go, do I catch it? Do I take it? What do I do? If I down it, where do I get it? If I run it back, is it better than where I... And like in that period of time, he made the wrong decision because there's a lot of information that's being processed. And that's why I simplified it for everybody. See ball, catch ball, run with ball. That's all you got to do.
Okay. But now they're hitting chip shots and angles and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I know. And that's the other thing. The kickers are getting really involved with some crazy stuff and whatnot. And so you just got to figure it out. And there's a really good chance that if like it just becomes too clunky, they move away from this rule after this season. And we'll see where it is. But I don't mind them trying something new to see if it works. And who knows, by week eight, we may see all these great returns and we're like, oh, my God, this has been the greatest thing ever, you know, in the NFL to change this kickoff rule. So I'm willing to let it play out, see where we are. At the end of the year, it stinks, then we'll reevaluate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.